Mind if I take the next game? Found you, buddy. Ditch the pinball. You and I gotta have a little talk. By the Galaga machine. You think I wouldn't notice you? Hunched over the black night table, hiding in the corner by the change machines, wearing your darkest hoodie? I'm not fooled that easily. I'm not gonna say it again. Galaga. Now. No, I mean the one that's been out of order for 2 years. Yes, the working one. Let's go. I don't care that the third ball went down the drain. And I certainly don't care that you got a free game. This is much more important. You think you got on the Black Knight leaderboard. You picked the exact wrong person at the exact wrong time to complain to about high scores. Why? Why don't you take a guess? Here we are. Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. Look at the top score. Those are your initials, right? Hello? Anybody home in there? I said, is that your score? And the truth comes out. Now it's time for question number two. What are the three letters right after the second highest score? CMD. Well done. And whose initials do you think they are? That's right. They're mine. Mine. And here's your last question. What the hell did you think you were doing? What do I mean? I mean that when anyone else in this arcade sees the name of any of my crew on the top of one of these machines, they don't play to win. And when I'm on the top, they don't play at all. I mean that this arcade is my turf. So what gives you the right to come in here and knock me down a peg? Look, I didn't walk in here and get my reputation handed to me on a platter. I worked for it. I earned it. Through calculated skill and sheer intimidation. And now some two-bit quarter jockey like you comes in and shows me up? You know what that looks like? It's already a full-time job keeping up this image. I don't need you coming in here all gung-ho with something to prove. Stay in your lane. Keep the hell away from Galaga. Listen, we've had our fun. You got to the top of Centipede, Dig Dug, and Defender. You pushed me out of the entire top five on Missile Command. You even knocked me off of first place on Donkey Kong. And I let it slide. But this is too far. Not Galaga. I can't believe you're still playing dumb. This isn't the first time you and your ragtag group have tried to mess with me and my crew. We're tough as nails. We've spent enough quarters here to buy the damn place. We've blown up more asteroids than are in the asteroid belt. And we've served more beers than in an Irish pub. It's been nice, kid. But this ends. Now. You heard me. Go back to pinball. Or put all your quarters in the gumball machine. It's more your speed. What'd I say? Beat it. You're not backing down? Well, someone ate their Wheaties this morning. Bravery ain't gonna save you, dude. Pack it in. Okay, one last warning. Walk away from the cabinet before you regret it. What? What did you just say to me? But you're challenging me. To a game of Galaga? I don't have to prove myself to you. People here tell stories about me at night. I'm the stuff of nightmares. And you're some one-trick punk who spent years in way over their head. You can put your name on that game all you want. Everyone here still knows I'm the champ. You still want to go? Fine. Big mistake. But fine. One game. We trade off between levels. Whoever dies or gets captured first loses. If you win, I back off, and you earn back your Galaga privileges. If I win, you never play this game again. Not here. Deal. I go first. Oh, please. Keep your quarter. Allow me. Alright, before we start, gotta put on some tunes. Let me just turn on my Walkman. Here we go. Back on. Because I can't play without it. I need to be in the zone. God, you are the worst. If only I could just get this last... Eat it. Level 2, sucker. Let's see if you're all that. Uh-oh. Looks like someone spilled a little Coke on the joystick. I hate it when that happens. Makes the game so hard to control. Better shape up, dude. The aliens are coming. Ooh, you're off your game. Such a shame. You are such a promising little up-and-comer, too. I wouldn't dwell on it. I'm sure the Frogger leaderboard is wide open. Or you could just get an Atari. Ooh, wait. No. You are not gonna... Ugh, son of a bitch. Fine. But you won't make it another level. Mark my words. The next level is the challenge stage. It doesn't count. You can take it. Man, I cannot wait to see the look on your face when you get carried away in the tractor beam. Oh, get that guy over there. Coming in from the right. Shoot the... Oh, what did you say? This is... fun? You're having fun. Like, actual, real fun. You aren't furious or terrified or itching for revenge. I don't get it. You just like playing? Huh. You just like playing. Even against me? Especially against me. Hey, nice score. Or whatever. Who cares? My turn. Good luck? Why? I'm trying to destroy you. What, were you gonna say, good luck, you're gonna need it? No? Okay. Fine. It's your high score. Keep it. Nothing's wrong. Just being generous. Enjoy it while it lasts. Hey, you still got a couple more lives. Play 'em. This game's on me. Hey, do you mind if I stick around here for a sec? Chat a bit? I mean, anything to distract you while you try to get a high score. Yeah? Okay. I'll just lean against the asteroids machine here. Hey, why don't you wish me good luck? We're rivals. We were playing against each other. I was gonna bring down the hammer if I won. You didn't believe my threats? Well, you should've, because I was not messing around. It's just... it doesn't make sense. We're worst enemies. I try to destroy you, you try to destroy me. Why the sudden change of heart? Well, I asked you first. Oh, don't give me that. You have definitely tried to destroy me. Like, what about that time you unplugged the power cord right in the middle of my fastest outrun time? Just tripped over the wire, huh? Okay. Well, what about the time you stole my bike so I couldn't get to the arcade? When I got there the next day, your name was all over Dig Dug. Oh. Come to think of it, my brother probably took the bike. He's the worst. Always taking my shit. Well, what about the Galaga high score? If that's not a malicious gauntlet throw, I don't know what is. That one was intentional. Told you you were out to get me. Wait, you just wanted to play together? That's why you unseated me? So you'd have grounds for a challenge? Wow. You know, if you wanted to play a game, you could have just asked me. I mean, I probably would have been kind of a dick about it, but I would have played, no doubt. It's just, you know how they say that in prison, how you survive is you go up to the biggest, meanest, most badass guy in the yard and beat him up, right? Well, when I moved here, that's exactly what I did. I didn't know anybody, and I certainly didn't know how to make friends, so I decided to come in, guns a-blazing, find the one at the top of the leaderboards, and pick a fight. And that was you. So I did. And it worked. I climbed the arcade ladder, claiming the top spot in game after game. I got a crew. People following me around because they'd rather be aligned with me than face my wrath. And I guess I convinced myself that this was a mutual hatred between us and not a power move because it made me feel better about myself. But, I mean, I never beat you up or tried to drive you out of town. Not really. If you'd lost, I would have told you to beat it, but I would have called you back here again a couple of days later for another challenge. Because, frankly, this arcade is really important to me. It feels more like home than my actual home does. And it just doesn't feel complete without you here. I know. This doesn't sound like me. Look, I'm not gonna say this entire badass gamer chick thing is an act, because I am definitely all three of those things. But honestly, you mean a lot to me. This thing we have, it energizes me. It makes me feel alive and powerful and part of something bigger than myself. We're like Batman and the Joker. Or Michael Myers and Laurie Strode. Sure, they're rivals. Enemies, even. But they're such important parts of each other's lives that if one of them left the other, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. I'm sorry that I picked a fight with you. You're damn good at video games. You're the only one that stands a chance against me. Without you, I wouldn't have any competition. The arcade wouldn't be the same. So, what do you say? Wanna go from rivals to competitive friends? Hey, what are you doing? You're losing the game. Oh, okay, I'll forget about the game. What do you say? Oh. Wow. I never thought I'd be hugging my biggest rival in the arcade. But I'm glad you agree. And I wasn't too hard on you all these years? Good. I wouldn't be able to stand it if I actually hurt you. You know what, man? In some sort of sick, twisted, messed up way, you're my best friend too. Hey, you made it onto the top scores. Time to put in your initials. UNM? That's not your name. What does that mean? Oh. You and me. I like that. Well, I gotta get myself another Coke, and I gotta get you a reconciliation milkshake. And then, what do you say we tag team a game of Centipede? Try to get on the board together. Hey, why not? Oh, because you're gonna kick my ass, huh? Okay, the rivalry is back on. You're going down, punk.